This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Mauritius today to a grand and warm welcome by Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramagulam at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is grateful to Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramagulam for the special gesture of welcoming him at the airport. PM Modi said he will be meeting President Dharam Gokul, PM Navin Chandra Ramagulam and addressing a community program today. Members of Indian diaspora gathered at the hotel to welcome PM Modi. Dancers performed cultural performances to welcome the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi will inaugurate over 20 India-funded projects ranging from capacity building to community-linked infrastructure during his two-day state visit to Mauritius. The Prime Minister will attend the Mauritius National Day celebrations as the chief guest tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Punjab and Union Territory, Chandigarh, starting today. During her Punjab visit, she will be gracing two convocation ceremonies of the Central University of Punjab and All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, at Bhatinda. The President will be accompanied by Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria at both the events, besides other dignitaries. Our correspondent reports that elaborate security arrangements have been put in place at all the venues. India has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Armenia for cooperation in the field of medical products regulation. The MOU was signed in the presence of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Foreign Minister of Armenia Ararat Mirzoyan in Delhi yesterday. The two ministers agreed to explore cooperation in digital technologies and pharmaceuticals. They also reviewed the whole range of growing India-Armenia bilateral cooperation, including in the areas of political exchanges, trade, economic connectivity, education, culture, and people-to-people contacts. The two nations also signed an MOU on cooperation between Sushma Swaraj Institute of Foreign Service and Diplomatic School of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Armenia. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers. He highlighted that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin Railway Station in the national capital. Mr. Upadhyay also said that platform entry will only be allowed to passengers holding valid train tickets for travel. Social media platform X faced a major cyber attack resulting into multiple outages last night. The attack restricted thousands of users across the world from accessing their handles. Major impact of the cyber attack was seen in United States and United Kingdom. Reacting over it, Elon Musk confirmed that there was a massive cyber attack against X. He further suspected that the attack was done with a lot of resources and either a large coordinated group or a country is involved. Syria's interim government reached a landmark agreement with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces to integrate the group into state institutions. As a result of this agreement, SDF, which controls the oil-rich northeast Syria, will now integrate its civilian and military institutions with the state. The deal will be implemented by the end of the year. It will bring all border crossings with Iraq and Turkey, airports and oil fields in the northeast under the Syrian government's control. Prisons where about 9,000 suspected members of the Islamic State group are also expected to come under government control. The World Para Athletics Grand Prix WPA GP 2025 will kick off at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. The three-day event will feature a total of 250 para athletes and 145 Indians and 105 international competitors from 20 countries. They will compete in 90 athletics competitions, making it one of the largest para athletics events ever hosted by India. The Indian contingent will be led by Paris 2024 Paralympics gold medalist. And that is the end of this news bulletin.